And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. Sean from Fisherman's Processing. We're talking fish processing, one of our favorite subjects.
Yeah, no doubt, especially with Fisherman's Processing, because they make it so darn easy for you.
Oh, yeah.
Having a great show and so much good information today, too. Really, really great stuff. If you want to join us, it has been a crazy busy morning. Literally every single phone line has been full just about the entire show. But we've got another full hour for you if you want to get through. And there's two ways that you can do it. First is with our local line. That's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. Or you can call us toll-free, and that toll-free number is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we talking Fisherman's Processing, we're also giving away such a killer prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that's a three-quarter day trip to go fishing aboard the beautiful New Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. And then once you're on your three-quarter day trip, you're also going to get a $100 gift certificate to go to Fisherman's Processing, whether you get your fish taken care of on that trip or you're using it the next time you go long-range fishing or on your private boat. You got $100 from Fisherman's Processing coming your way, and Sean, sure, thank you for that. That's an awesome opportunity for one of our lucky callers at the end of the show.
Awesome prize. Here's another awesome opportunity. The San Diego Fly Fishers annual raffle and silent auction. It's going to be Monday, June the 5th, 7 to 9 p.m. Raffle and silent auction. Doors open at 6. It's going to be at the beautiful Southwestern Yacht Club right there on San Diego Bay. They hope that targeting over $10,000 in profits from this thing. And they have some amazing high-end prizes with 50 high-end prizes with retail values over $500. Rods, reels, kayaks, guided trips, the whole deal there. And all their money that they raise goes out to do outreach on fly fishing and get more people into fly fishing. More information, SanDiegoFlyFishers.com. Again, Monday, June 5th at Southwestern Yacht Club. You don't want to miss that. Captain Bill Cavanaugh from the Intrepid. What's up, Bill?
Hey, top of the morning, Pete, Rick, and Sean. How you guys doing?
Hey, doing great. Good morning,
Bill.
Hey, I just wanted to check in. We're out on our inaugural voyage of the season on the Intrepid here. We skipped some early season day-and-a-half trips. We're on a day-and-a-half. We're fishing this local bluefin scene today, and we actually had a interesting week. We, you know, just got a cup of coffee, just cracking for a pipe, and hit a nice little school on the sonar, came around on it, and one fish almost right away. Karen Warner hooked on a Shimano flatfall. And about an hour and 15 minutes later, we had that thing to gap and put it on the boat. It taped out at 180 pounds.
Oh, 180 pounds?
No way.
Yeah, that's how we started our morning. We're seeing some good scattered fish here this morning. We haven't done much since, but there's a good size fish. There's pretty decent weather here this morning, so we have high hopes. We have all day until dark to fish, and I just wanted to check in with that report. We're really stoked on that fish. Aaron is obviously very stoked. And we have a few more day after scheduled on the Intrepid before we start our longer trips. And we've got some openings on a couple of them. If anybody wants to get on one of these early seasons, you can book online at our website at fishshepherd.com. Let's give our office a call. And we're pretty stoked. We are on the water and starting the day off right with a nice one.
Nice. Nice job, Bill. Nice to hear from you. And I know you always use Fisherman's Processing. And, Sean, that's your product of choice, right?
Yeah, I turned the radio on this morning and heard him on the show, and I'm pretty stoked because Sean and I have worked together for years in this San Diego sport fishing scene, even before the processing back at the canning deal. And Sean's always been awesome, kind of a wealth of knowledge, always gives me good feedback on my product coming off the boat, so... You know, he's really helped out as far as you know, the product of fish that's coming off these boats, you know, Sean has a pretty big impact on it because he's got really good feedback for us.
Yeah, thanks, Bill.
That's awesome.
Yep.
And way to go, man. Buck 80. How about a 180 pounder a day?
How about that's Karen Warner. She's a school teacher,
yeah,
too.
So
she's on. She's a school teacher. She's a wonderful lady.
Yeah.
I'll get a slush bin ready for her.
That's
cool. Perfect. Hey, Bill.
Way to go, Bill.
Thanks for checking in. Good way to start the day. 180 pound bluefin tuna on a day and a half trip. It's happening.
Oh, it's happening.
I mean, it's that stuff's going to bite.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so there's so much fun. If you looked at our Facebook page yesterday, did you see those pictures? I mean, unbelievable shots that Tom Green took from the air there of all that fish that's around. And at some point, that fish is going to decide to start chew.
Neil took our 25 Parker out yesterday in the wind because he's crazy and said they had one of the most frustrating but cool days ever. All day long, said they were casting at spots of 100-pounders. They didn't hook a single fish. They couldn't get one to go. But literally all day long, had the boat on spots of 100-pound bluefins. I don't know, whether it be water temp or like we were saying yesterday, a little bit of consistency in weather where it's not blowing one day and not the next and back and forth. But, man, I just can't wait until this really turns the corner and goes because it's going to be really good. There's so much tuna out there.
Oh, yeah.
Ollie brought up a really good point yesterday, too. Like, we got so happy with how good it was in the latter part of the season that we totally did. And I thought about when he said it. We forgot that this is exactly what it did last year. We looked at tons and tons and tons of it and all said the same thing. Man, once this fish decides to bite, it's going to be on. And then it did exactly that. And it was so good that we forgot about the waiting game that happened in the beginning of the season. That's exactly what we're doing right now. We're seeing so much of it. And at one point, that light switch is going to come on, and we're going to be busy for the whole year.
It's going to happen.
I'm ready.
No doubt about it. We're ready. I'll tell you another guy that's ready, Mike Lum from Friends of Rollo, Captain Rollo's Fish Kids at Sea. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
What's up, Mike?
I'm still getting used to that new name, you know. Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. It's still always going to be Friends of Rollo, but it is Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea now. But Tuna Wars 3 is what we're talking about right now. Captain's reception as well as the big trips, right?
Absolutely. I was thinking yesterday when Tom was talking about the amount of fish out there, the timing of this Tuna Wars 3 couldn't be any better. We're about 4 weeks out. And with that volume of fish there, and the timing just looks like it's going to be ideal. We've got three boats participating in Tuna Wars 3. For those of you that don't know, this is where the wicked tuna captains come out from the East Coast to help us raise money to take more kids fishing. And this year we've got Captain Paul Hebert and Captain Dave Marciano and Captain Greg Mayer coming out, and they're each going to be on separate boats, supported by their team of anglers that sign up to fish with them. And this is a two-day trip that's going to run out of Seaforth Landing. The Tribute, Captain Mike Pritchard will be running that boat for Team Wicked Pissa. And then we're going to have the Liberty. Taro is going to bring the Liberty up to Seaforth for this particular trip, and that will be Team Hard Merchandise. And then the Cortez with Captain Jim Hughes, that's going to be the boat for Team Fishing Frenzy, which is the boat I'm going to fish on this year. I didn't get to go last year, but I'm going to go this year and get out there and see if I can actually land one of these big bluefin.
Wow, fantastic. So cool. Two-day trip, it's $1,000 a spot, right?
It is. $1,000 donation to Rollo's Kids, Captain Rollo's, and that includes the two-day fishing trip, and then that includes everything, by the way. It includes the food and beverages and a gift bag when you get on the boat. It includes admission to the captain's reception on Tuesday night before the boat leaves. It is really, really a fun deal. You have a lot of guys that are serious anglers, but you've got a lot of guys that are casual anglers that just want to spend 2 days with these captains laughing and hearing the behind-the-scenes stories. It is really fun. And a lot of the people that are going, this is really the fourth year, even though it's the third year with the multiple captains, it's the fourth year that Paul Hebert has come out and done this. And
so cool.
Just so everybody knows, you know, there's a TV persona to all of these guys that is not necessarily reality. These are really, really good guys that are doing this just to help us raise money for the kids. They don't charge us to do this. They don't involve their agents. There's no fees being paid. These guys come out on their own time to spend 2 days helping us raise money for these kids. And I want everybody to understand that this is not the same exact person that you see on the TV show. They all have a role to play. And then some of the stories that they tell of the behind the scenes and how things are done are very, very fun to listen to. And you get to hear that not only at the night of the reception, if you attend that, and you do not have to be on the trip fishing to go to the captain's reception. Anybody's welcome to go to that. And but when you get on the boat and you spend time with these guys, they are really, really genuine, and they're doing it for the right reason.
Yeah, and I might add that $1,000 donation, because Verallo is a 501c3. You can do with that what you need, but most people would take a tax deduction off of that.
There's certainly a high percentage of that that's deductible. You'd have to check with your accountant. But
yeah.
but it's all to raise money for the kids.
Yep,
and
100%.
It's worked so well the last several years. We're so appreciative that these guys will do this. If you want information on this, just visit the Rollo website, which is CaptainRollos.org. If you go there, you'll see the banner ads for the reception. You can sign up and buy a ticket for the reception, or if you'd like to actually sign up or get more information on the trip, all that information is there on the website. Howard Coolidge is the guy that's booking for us, handling all of the trip bookings, and you can also reach him directly at howard@rollokids.org.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Mike Lum. And I guess our last week's show with selling the Reel of the Week tickets was a huge success.
You know, it's taken me a week to realize how successful that was, Pete. We've had so many people sign up or call in, email in, asking us about tickets. And a lot of guys bought tickets last Sunday. But since then, we've had other people call and say, I didn't listen to the show, but I want to buy some tickets. We still have some Reel of the Week tickets left. We're not completely sold out yet. The first drawing takes place on June the 6th. But remember, that's 31 consecutive weeks of drawing. So there'll be guys buying tickets as long as we have some left. And they're $25 a piece, and that gets you into all the drawings and until you win. And then the ticket comes out. So it's good to have a couple tickets in there. So if you do win, you have a chance to win again. So, and again, all the money, all that reel was donated. All those reels were donated. So all the money is going to help the kids.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate that very much. And we'll keep on rolling here. Appreciate the call this morning. All right, let's go ahead and jump into those phones. They're packed up. Want to talk to Sean.
You got it. How about we talk to Hills? He's calling us Ventura this morning. Good morning, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Cook Up. Thanks
Hi,
for hanging
Hills.
In with us.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Great show. The care of fish is so important, and it's just everything's gotten so much better since Sean's been on the scene, it seems like, and not to mention the RSW program. But I'm wondering about how you get around the sport-caught fish thing if you want to sell product at Fisherman's Processing. Like, do you buy from like commercial wholesalers for the jerky and all that stuff?
No, we actually don't sell any fish at Fisherman's Processing. All the fish belongs to the angler that brought it to us, and they get all their fish back. So, yeah, we don't sell any of our products. We sell T-shirts. That's about all we sell there. No fish.
And let's make this perfectly clear. You cannot sell sport caught fish.
Absolutely.
Period.
Cannot profit from sport caught fish in any way, shape, or form.
Any way, shape, or form. Yeah. And that's not. This is all sport caught fish that goes right back to the individual.
Exactly.
You're selling a service.
Selling the service only.
And it's a damn good one.
Well, thank you.
For sure. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Hey, with that, we're going to find out what's going on the water. It's time for our FishDope.com report with the man, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen. And today, that report is sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook. Live or frozen, the most important point to remember when rigging up a squid is to use that Gamakatsu Octopus number 4X hook. Nothing penetrates deeper or holds tighter, and while it's true that every captain has his own tricks for how to rig a squid, there's no question on which hook is the best. It's that Gamakatsu Octopus 4X hook. Get it at your favorite tackle store, and let's talk to Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. What's up, Dave?
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick.
Dave!
Good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
Big things going on. You know, we've been pounding the coast, talking about the coast for the last couple of months, but we're just going to talk about offshore today. I don't know if anybody noticed those pictures on Fish Dope or not, but the bluefin are here. They've arrived. They found those anchovies just like I was talking about last week, and it's game on offshore here. If you get on the right little batch of fish, you can hang some of these bigger bluefin. The fish are from the 181, 182 out to the 43. All we need is the wind to stop blowing, and there's going to be some damage done to these bluefin. They're all over these anchovies, guys. The pictures on FishDope are insane. It looks exactly like it looked last year around this time. They find that anchovy, and it's one of the greatest shows on earth. And then if you can actually sneak a bite in there in the middle of it, and I hear the guys that are actually getting the bites are either getting them on the poppers, they're getting them on the flat falls, and there's even a couple of fish caught on the yummies already this week. So all I can tell you guys is if you've been waiting for the tuna to show up to go fishing, now you absolutely have zero excuse to not go fishing because everything's here. The islands are full of yellowtail, the bass are biting on the coast, and now the tuna are here. So if you're not going fishing, I have no idea what you could possibly be doing. I sure hope you're not chasing a ball around grass somewhere.
Yeah, no kidding, man. No kidding. And, of course, fishdope.com. Danny's been on it. All the great information. You can get $20 off a new membership to FishDope right now by using Hookup Now, lowercase, no space. Hook up now. You get information from Dave every day, Mark Wish, who's out on the water right now, and more. Every day you're going to get the on-the-spot information, the true information, fishdope.com. And, Dave, how do we find you?
Well, there's a couple of different ways. You can go fishing with me on the Big Hatteras. We got that up and running. We're cruising around at 20 knots now, carrying 20 scoops of bait. You can give me a call at 949-374-0786. You can throw six guys together and pay a little bit more than you pay for one of those little four packs, but you can go on a big old luxury boat with your own bathroom. Or you can give me a call at 949-374-0786. I'll take you on your boat, show you how to fish on your boat. And guys, pay attention to FishDope this week because we're going to be offshore all week on the big boat chasing those bluefin. So watch what happens.
I know you mentioned at the beginning of your report, Dave, but gosh, you got to say it again. How cool were those airplane photos of all those fish? And if you weren't on FishDope, you wouldn't get to see exactly what it was. There's no denying that bluefin is here and ready to go because those photos were amazing.
Absolutely. Got me fired up. I'm so excited. I can't wait to go. We're leaving tonight for a two-day, and then we got a one-day right after that, and I am fired up.
Go get him, Dave.
Go get him. Thanks a lot, Dave. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thanks, guys, for your time, and I'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right. Hey, you know, Dave mentioned Clemente, how good the fishing has been at San Clemente Island. We only have three spots left on our Islander day-and-a-half kayak trip. That's coming up in mid-June here. It's an awesome trip. I'm going. Ron Lane's going. The crew from Fast Lane. And there may even be, if you talk nicely to Ron Lane, there may even be a rental kayak left that you can take one of those Hobie Mirage Drive kayaks with you if you don't have a kayak. Three spots left. That's it. Once they're sold, they're sold. We're only taking 22 people, and that's it. So you want to go with us, you better jump on it. It's on our website, hookup1090.com. Go to our shop page, the shop page, and just buy it right online on our shop page at hookup1090.com. And while you're there at the shop page, you can buy one of our angle mugs. You can buy a T-shirt. You can buy a sweatshirt. You can buy all kinds of different Let's Talk Hookup logo items on our shop page there, including that day-and-a-half Islander kayak trip that will sell out likely here in the next few days.
Trevor going to worm his way onto that thing, or will he have to be holding the fort down?
I don't know. I haven't heard him. I don't know if he's going to be there or not. If anybody doesn't know, my son works with Ron Lane, loves working there, and this is 1 year anniversary this weekend when
he
started there.
1 year since he's been at Fast Lane.
Yeah, he went on that trip last year and had a blast. Yeah. It was such a great trip.
Yeah, it's a fun trip for sure.
They're crazy cool. I had never, my first experience ever fishing on a kayak was on one of those Islander kayak trips. And I mean, that's coming from, I never even paddled one around the bay before.
So
they make it so easy. And the ability to get a boat from Ron and go on a trip like that, it's no brainer.
Yeah, it's a no brainer. Hey, you want to head up to the Sierras? Check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News, always loaded with great information. This week, they have a travel guide up into the Eastern Sierras in the insert of Western Outdoor News. Always check out all the information every week in Western Outdoor News, and this week in particular, that Eastern Sierra insert. Check it out.
All right. Hey, let's jump right back into the jam-packed phone still. Ed in San Diego. Thanks for hanging in there with us, Ed. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. I have a chance to go on a private boat, and I've always gone with a group before, so have not bled or or spike the fish. Could somebody explain that to me, and then we can get it over to Sean if we get anything.
That sounds great. Yeah, it's pretty simple. You can use some diagonal cutters or your fingers and just pull some gill breakers. Just pull, you know, two or three of them out. You'll see those start bleeding out. And that's all there is to that. The spiking, you kind of need to be shown where to spike, but it's very simple. It's right on the top of the head, but you basically spike. And what that does is relaxes the fish and keeps it from beating itself up on the deck. But the bleeding's most important. If you don't spike it, that's not the end of the world, but bleeding's crucial.
You've told me, too, in the past, that it's better to just get that gill raker cut than it is to hold, you know, I've seen a lot of guys like cut, I don't know what you call it, the neck almost, where they, you know, you're almost separating the bottom of the jaw from the fish itself.
Right,
you
the
said
throat.
That's, yeah, exactly. Yeah. You said that's not necessarily the best way to go.
Well, the reason a lot of people just cut that throat, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, right.
But what happens is now the head flops backwards. It kind of bends backwards and starts to mess up the shoulder meat on the top of the fish. So leaving that intact will hold the head straight, and that all that meat on top won't get kind of smushed.
Get in, get that gill raker popped, and let it go that way.
Let it go. Get it on ice. Ice, ice, ice.
5-gallon bucket. Does that help, you know, as far as keeping the fish in the water? You know, I've heard that over the years, but does that, you know, I mean, if the fish is small enough to fit its head in a bucket, does that help the process?
I think the best part of the 5-gallon bucket is the fish isn't laying on its side on the deck.
Okay.
I think being in the vertical position, you know, the meat's not being smashed to the deck.
Yeah, cool. Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, how about we jump right back in and talk to Bruce. Bruce is calling us from Lemon Grove. Hi, Bruce. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Bruce.
My question for Sean is, one of those 150-pounders, how long does it take for you guys to dress it out and fillet it, and how many guys are in the process?
Good question.
Good question. On our cutting table, we've got 8 people, and it's 4 on each side of the table. Those guys process, and this is going from the flaying all the way to in a bag, 2,000 pounds an hour.
2,000 pounds an hour?
What?
It's literally like a wood chipper. It just flies down the table. So I don't know what a 150-pound fish would take, but maybe 5 minutes.
That's crazy.
You can watch Raymond. He has a couple videos on YouTube, cutting large tuna.
On your Fisherman's Processing website.
Yeah, they're on that. It's on YouTube also. He's literally going as slow as he can for the camera because he wanted to show every cut for the video. When he goes full speed, it's amazing to watch.
Unbelievable
that.
To
that's
watch.
That's so cool.
And so, yeah.
But don't forget that's 8 people in the process.
Yeah. He's pulling the loins off, and they just come flying off down to the next guy. But, yeah, 2,000 pounds an hour is what goes down that table.
And that's processed in the bag,
ready to
on
go
the
out
rack.
The, ready to go out the door. Yeah.
Wow. How often are guys resharpening knives and changing knives? Like, how often, you know what I mean? Like,
the guys usually have about 3 knives sharp and ready to go at the start of the day.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, you see them working the knife on the steel quite a bit while they're working. And the edges hold up really well.
Okay.
What kind of knives you guys like?
These are the black-handled Forstners.
Forstners.
They're a very good knife, but the most important part of it is that they're really easy to keep clean.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah, there's no grooves or anything for stuff to get stuck in. It's a real clean knife. So that's what they use, and
traditional, that kind of 8-inch curved blade knife. I mean, that's the one that we sell the most of in our shop. I know that's like the deckhand knife, but it's different. You know, maybe I don't know what you guys.
You'd be surprised how small the knife is for a big fish. A lot of the cutters like using a 6-inch knife for the actual taking the loins off. 6-inch knife, maybe an 8-inch at the most, curved to handle, like you said. Mm-hmm. Raymond uses more of a bone skinny knife. It's a little bit different. That's a 7-inch skinny knife, and he's the only one on the table that uses those. But then as you go down the table, the knife gets longer for, like, trimming and stuff like that, because you want a nice, long knife for good cuts.
Okay.
You're not so much pulling off the bones and going around bones. You're making nice, nice cuts, getting the bloodline out, getting the skin off, yeah.
How important is that sharp knife?
Sharp is most important for safety reasons. A sharp knife is really important, but also if you want a precise cut.
Yeah,
that's
indeed.
Cool.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You know, next Saturday, big day, I'll be traveling down with Ken and Kenya down to for the farewell tour of Kenya, who's leaving SAC, unfortunately, going to a great job over at the Chamber of Commerce, and congratulations to her for that. But it's going to be a great broadcast. And Loretto, Baja, California, a wonderful, wonderful destination.
So
I haven't
cool.
been to Redondo in several years, and I love that place. It's going to be just an incredible broadcast. We'll be broadcasting live right in front of the Port Captain's Building, right on the marina there.
So
it's going to
cool.
be a lot of fun. Have a lot of special guests from Loretto, the area there. But the prizes that the Sport Fishing Association of California has put together for next Saturday, these are for all the callers that get through next Saturday on Let's Talk Hookup. Prize number one is going to be a trip down to go fish the Serial Dos Mares tournament on August 12th and 13th in Loretto. And includes a prize package for two people, three nights hotel at the La Mission, which is where we're going to be staying, right on the water there in Loretto, 2 days of boat charter, round-trip flights, and then the tournament entry, which is a very high-end special tournament there. Trip number two is going to be to the Villas del Palmar Dorado tournament, which is the Villas del Palmar is just south of Loretto at Puerto Escondido. It's July 27th through the 29th. Very prestigious tournament for Dorado. Package includes for two people, 2 days of fishing, a day of golf on their signature incredible on-the-water golf course there, four nights lodging, tournament entry, and round-trip airfare.
These are
up for grabs, two big trips.
And just for calling into the show and talking about how great, you know,
talking about
Baja and
Loretto
fishing. And that's awesome.
Yeah, so we want to thank the Sport Fishing Association of California and, of course, the Villas del Palmar and La Mission and all the people involved for donating those great prizes for next week. So be ready.
That's cool,
next
man.
Out, you're going to be busy here in the studio,
it's
Ricky.
Be very busy.
Yeah, I'll be down in Loretto. And you'll be here in the studio. Adam will be busy on the phones. He may need help over there.
It'll be a fun
yeah,
show.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show.
No
so
doubt.
Tune in for that for sure. Also want to remind you, too, that the San Diego County Ford Dealers Sellathon is going on right now. This is
Memorial Day weekend.
It's Memorial Day. It's the best time. There's four times to buy a new car. And that's the sellathon times at Ford at your Ford dealers. And this is one of them. They have an amazing deal right now. $199 lease, 3-year lease on two different vehicles from Ford right now, which is just unbelievable. $199 a month for
$200 you can have you can be driving a 2017 brand new vehicle.
Brand new vehicle, yeah, and nice vehicles too. Plus, Mark Wheeler Anthony's Ford last week threw in 3 years regular maintenance. If you buy a car at Encinitas Ford, he's going to throw in the maintenance for 3 years that vehicle for you if you buy it at Encinitas Ford during the sellathon. You know, my car's been in the shop. My Transit Connect's been in the shop. So he gave me a brand new F-150. That's cruel.
I saw it the other day.
It's so cruel. It's a 2017 F-150 XL. What an amazing vehicle. I mean, it's like, I have to go back to my other car now.
I saw this brand new, just killer looking truck at Pete's parking lot at the office the other day, and I shoot him and say, "Whoa, you sporting a new ride? What's going on here?"
Yeah.
It's a really, really good looking truck.
Oh yeah, for sure. So go to your San Diego County Ford dealers. Our next live remote at San Diego Ford dealers is going to be July 1st for Mossy Ford and Pacific Beach. That's going to
be a fun one. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls, lots of great stuff with Sean. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
38 years ago, my parents started Fastlane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others, share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last 3 decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people, my brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there. And we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having a big event. It's Shimano Day, Saturday, June 10th. This is a tackle sale not to be missed. The Longfin will have Shimano Power Pro and G Loomis all on sale for this one day only at incredible prices. Shimano Pro staffers will be under the tents in the Longfin parking lot to show you the latest from Shimano, G. Loomis, and Power Pro. Inside the Longfin, there is a Shimano store within the store, with special offers available on Shimano rods and reels, G Loomis rods, and Power Pro line for this one day only. Plus, every rod and reel, every lure, every tackle bag, every item of clothing will be on sale Saturday, June 10th only. Plus, get one free reel service with minimum purchase and win great stuff in a huge raffle. This is the event anglers wait all year for. Shimano Day at the Longfin, Saturday, June 10th, starting at 7 and open till 7 at the Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at thelongfin.com. Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com. Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance. Still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
I like rafting. I love whitewater. But I never forget that snowmelt in the river can cause cold water shock. I wear a life jacket always. Anyone with me has got to do the same. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack. Perfect up to four anglers, or the Impulse up to six anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
XSRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
Darren Smith, weekdays at noon on San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, I wanted to remind you, Ricky just reminded me, if you've been down to Shelter Island lately, Tuesday is the day now. They moved it back a week because of Memorial Day weekend. Smart.
That was good.
Yeah, real good call. But still, half the parking lot's blocked off.
Three quarters of it's already blocked off.
It's going to be a nightmare at Shelter Island Launch Ramp.
It is.
One lane, hardly any parking. Just don't do it.
Yeah.
Just don't go after for the summer. Dana Landing. That's
no doubt.
Your spot
yep.
right there.
No doubt.
In Mission Bay, you know, and they still have the Abraham Brothers bait barge is still there and everything. It's just don't take my word for it. Just go down there and check it out after Tuesday,
right?
And you go, there's no way I'm coming down here.
And you can get a Dana Landing breakfast sandwich, and you can get a number four Skipper Italiano for afternoon for lunch.
Like,
that's my program every morning we go fishing. I don't know what we do. We keep our boat right there at Dana, and I don't know what I'd do if it wasn't for the market ahead of time before we go.
Go over and visit Ron at Fastlane and hang out with those guys over there, Trevor. It's like, it's all good.
That's the zone.
Yeah, let's cook. With Yanni.
I'm ready.
Fisherman's Belly. What's up, Yanni?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys doing this morning?
Fantastic. I'm so hungry right now.
That's funny because I'm hungry too. Hey, listen, a good buddy of mine, a good fishing buddy of mine, just got back from a long-range trip where on their way back from the Clarion Reef or the Clarion Zone, they stopped off at Rocos Alejos and they scored on yellowtail big time.
Nice.
His biggest was 44 pounds.
Ooh.
So, in exchange for me listening to his fish stories, he gave me some wonderful fresh yellowtail.
Sweet.
And I promised him I'd make him a great recipe. And what I did was I created a poke bowl. Now, I lived and worked in Hawaii, where that's where I learned about eating poke and poke bowls. Poke bowls are really sushi in a massive capacity. If you love sushi, but you hate paying the bill and you hate eating those small portions, you, as a fisherman with fresh fish, will absolutely love poke bowls. Poke bowls are nothing more than sushi rice and fresh fish with some vegetables and some dressing. Now, my new recipe teaches you how to make sushi rice, which, believe me, there's no mystery to making sushi rice. In 15 minutes, you can make outstanding sushi rice. And then with your yellowtail or your bluefin, add a little bit of dressing, put it in a bowl, and create one of the most delicious meals you will ever have. I don't know. Have you guys ever had poke bowls before?
Oh, yeah. Favorite. Love poke.
I'm looking at the photo. It's just, that looks so good.
Well, yeah, as a matter of fact.
But Yanni, I took my wife Lolly and I took a sushi class one time, and they spent like half the class making rice. I mean, that rice was, the way they made it was like, we went and bought all the stuff and stuff. It was like really complicated. So if you have an easy way to make sushi rice, I'm all over that.
Oh, my God. My way is traditional and fast and easy. I'm telling you, in 15 minutes, if you just take the right steps, and the sushi seasoning is nothing more than a little bit of vinegar and sugar and salt, and in 15 minutes, you've got the most awesome sushi rice you can imagine.
Oh.
And then you just throw on your fresh catch with a dressing or two and some fresh vegetables, and I'll let you guys in on a secret. I love to eat sushi bowls in the morning.
Wow.
There is nothing better than eating protein from your fresh caught fish morning to get your day started.
Breakfast of champions right there.
Oh, my God. And here's another secret. In Hawaii, I dropped 20 pounds in 1 month eating poke and sushi almost every day. It's an incredible superfood.
Yeah, it is. And, of course, fishermansbelly.com. You can get that recipe. We'll have it up on our Angler's Table section of our website, letstalkhookup.com, very soon. Yanni, you're awesome.
Hey, great
Thank
job,
you.
Yanni.
Thanks, gentlemen. Have a great day, and good luck fishing.
All right, same back at you. Thanks a lot for that. Appreciate that. All right, phones are packed, Rick. Let's jump into it.
You got it, man. In fact, they are. Let's next up talk to Rachel, calling us from San Diego this morning. Good morning, Rachel. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
And good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning. Hey, I just have a question for Sean. So I am taking part in Tuna Wars, and since the Liberty is going to be out of Seaforth, are you going to be making a special trip over there to pick up any fish?
We have been the official weighmasters for that tournament since the beginning. So we will be on site, and we do take
awesome.
Fish in. And, boy, they're going to have their hands full with you fishing that tournament.
That's cool.
I hope so. Hey, I just want to say, Sean, that you've always been there for me and any of my friends that need to, you know, get their fish cut up and taken care of. And I really appreciate it. You guys have gone, you know, above and beyond sometimes. And it really is a great deal.
Well, we appreciate your and Jim's loyalty to us. And I know you push us to a lot of people, and we appreciate that.
Hey, Rachel, what boat are you fishing on?
Of course, the Liberty.
The Liberty.
Hello.
All right. Very good. With Captain Dave Marciano.
Yes, I have best of both worlds. I have San Diego out of Seaforth, and I have the Liberty out of Fisherman's. Both of my home boats on both ends of the town.
Fantastic. Well, good luck on Tuna Wars, and Rachel, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, how about we jump back into him? Next time, we're going to talk to Vinny. He's calling us from Carlsbad this morning. Hi, Vinny. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning,
hey,
Vinny.
Quick question. I just had my reel serviced probably about 6-7 months ago, and I have the top shot on, and I was wondering, should I get that changed out? I'm getting ready to go on a 3-day trip here on the Royal Star. What do you recommend?
You know, I mean, I don't think 3 months is too old for your line, but, you know, you just have to, you have to gauge that on how much use that it had. If it's really stretched out, if you had maybe a few more backlashes than you wanted to, it's not going to cast as good, then, you know, the beauty of only having a top shot is you're changing so little line that the cost is down so low. If you want to know the truth, I would change it. You know, when in doubt, just change it out. It's the beauty of top shots is you're spending so little money to have fresh new line. But 3 months old, man, there's no problem with that. I'm sure the line would be fine if you wanted to continue fishing with it.
Yeah, I haven't fished with them. It was actually 6 months. I haven't fished them.
Yeah, like I said, I think that that's still fine as long as they were stored appropriately. And, you know, if you haven't fished with it, there's little difference between the line sitting on the spool at the shop or sitting on the spool of your reel. As long as they're cool and dark and there's not too much memory associated with it, I think you're going to be good to go.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
How about next up, we talk to Bruce, who's calling us from Huntington Beach this morning. Hi, Bruce. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Bruce.
Morning, guys. Sean, what's the process of donating part of your catch to charity, and is it always available?
Okay. First part, we really recommend catch and release if you don't need the fish. That's what we first emphasize. But if you do find yourself in a position where you caught more fish than you know what to do with and you do need to donate, we do have a donation program. It's through Meals on Wheels, a great organization. We can take in your fish to a limit. They only need so much fish, and when I hit that amount where they're full and I don't need any more fish, we do need to shut it off. But as long as they need fish, I can take it in for them, and that would be the way we would handle that.
All right, very good. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, how about next up, we talk to Ted. He's calling us from Lake Forest. Hi, Ted. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Hey, my question for Sean is occasionally we get a shark bit fish, and the tax man comes along and takes his due. Do you process those? And if as a private boater, is there something I can do to make sure my fish is best kept if it's been bit?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do process those fish to answer your first question. Unfortunately, that meat is then exposed, and I've talked about, you know, gilling and gutting and not doing it because it exposes the meat, and that's the very thing that causes the problem is once the meat's exposed, then it starts to deteriorate. So what happens is you're just going to get a little less yield. We're going to cut off any meat that's been exposed, and, you know, the water sometimes kind of makes it look funny and mushy. We'll get rid of all that, like I said, table ready. And
is there any worry about contamination from the bite of the shark?
I guess some people do worry about that, but we're going to cut back until it looks clean again. But generally, the meat you do get is going to be in good shape.
Okay. Same program. You don't put it in a bag unless it's ready to go on the grill.
Hey, I'm not going to serve it to you if I don't want to eat it.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot. Good question, Ted. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Ed from Mira Mesa. Hi, Ed. Welcome to the show.
Morning, Ed.
Hi, guys. My question for Sean is when going on a long-range boat, Ned, if the fish come back, if they're frozen solid on that, what's the process of thawing them out? And is the meat... is there a difference between a fish that's not frozen and a fish that is frozen?
Absolutely. RSW is as good as it gets. I mean, once you freeze the fish, especially tuna kind of loses texture after being frozen. So that's the biggest loss. Some fish hold up really well to freezing. Yellowtail and Ono or Wahoo, they hold up very well to freezing. But tuna are a little more delicate. The color can be compromised on tuna. Sometimes it turns a little brown. Definitely you want to try to pick a boat that has an RSW system. Almost all of them do nowadays. I don't think I can think of even one boat that doesn't have RSW now. But on the longer trips where they have to freeze them, people get them processed and they eat them and they're fine. But they're just not as good as the RSW.
Yeah. And when you're talking about freezing the fish, you're not talking about when you clean it fresh and then freeze it.
No, I'm
you're talking about
taking in frozen fish from the boat,
filleting it, and then refreezing it.
Exactly.
Again. Yeah, that's when you're deteriorating.
Yeah, I think you asked about defrosting the fish. It's always best to defrost under refrigeration. So, like, if you're going to put it in the bathtub to defrost, put a little ice in there too. You got to keep the surface temperature cold on the fish. Otherwise, you're going to
jump in there with it. Maybe
you actually you get it's called honeycombing. it's when the fish is actually starting to rot on the outside, but it's still frozen on the inside. You want to. That's why you need to have the surface temperature cold.
Real quick, talk about your paper towel defrost method in the refrigerator.
The best way, if you once your fish is frozen in our vacuum sealed bag, you're going to take it out for dinner. What you're going to do, and you're not going to do what a lot of people do, throw it in a sink of water or on the kitchen counter. What you're going to do, take it out of the freezer.
Frozen
solid. Get it out of that plastic bag that I put it in. Wrap it in paper towel.
Multi-layer.
And then on a plate with a paper towel underneath it and put that in the refrigerator and let it defrost under refrigeration. And if those paper towels get completely saturated with water, replace them. You won't believe the quality that you get.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Oh, like fresh.
It's the total difference.
Yeah, it brings the color back to it. It'll be nice and firm.
And when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls. We're going to give away that great prize you got Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Nothing is more exciting than fishing Cedros Island on a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak. And Cedros Kayak Fishing will hook you up on this amazing experience. Cedros Kayak Fishing offers deluxe accommodations in their beautiful secluded casita with all the comforts you would expect from a high-end resort, including single occupancy rooms and filtered water. Kayak tours are on Hobie Outback kayaks with bait tanks, fish finder, and VHF radios to ensure a great experience. Flag to Cedros and travel light, as Cedros Tackle has a fully outfitted tackle shop, including top-of-the-line rental gear. After a long day on the water, enjoy delicious local cuisine prepared by the staff. Cedros Kayak Adventures also has a fully outfitted punga and off-road truck and trailer to take you to super secluded spots. Fish where the others don't with Cedros Kayak Fishing. Come join Jeff and the gang for a great trip on Cedros Island. Visit the website at cedroskayakfishing.com for more information and to book your trip.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color. Clarity. Detail. Maui Jim.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, the big winner of the complete package, including a three-quarter day trip on board the Liberty and $100 of Fisherman's Processing, is going to Jerry from San Antonio. Jerry, congratulations. You are going to be so stoked with your processing and that trip on the Liberty.
Indeed. Listening to us on the Mighty 1090 app from San Antonio. Thanks for doing that, Jerry. Appreciate that. And thank you, Sean and Kristen, for pulling the winner there, Jerry. And somebody wants the best fish processing in town, bar none. Where do we get it?
Fisherman's Processing. You can give us a call at 619-255-3128 to make any arrangements. We have a website, fishermansprocessing.com. We're on Instagram, Fisherman's Processing, Facebook, Fisherman's Processing. Type in Fisherman's Processing, you'll find us.
You'll find it. And most importantly, just pre-book your orders with Fisherman's Processing. You'll be going.
Make a reservation before your trip. Tell us when you're going fishing. Keep us in the loop. Best thing to do is to call ahead and make
just
that reservation.
Yep. Very good. Thanks, Sean. Appreciate that. Man. And thank you for listening today. We'll be back next Saturday and Sunday. Well, Ricky will be here in the Mighty 1090 studios. I'll be in Loreto, Mexico with the Sport Fishing Association of California for that live broadcast. And don't forget those two amazing trips we're giving away next Saturday. Then next Sunday, Rosie from Cedros Sport Fishing will be in the studio with Rock Cod Rick. And I'll be at Rancho Leonero for our Let's Talk Hookup trip. How about that? Call you from there. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090.